You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your girl, Stuff the Wood T. You can follow me on Instagram. That's STUFFDAWood_T.
This girl, she led a spell, baby. She led a spell.
If y'all ain't know, y'all can find me. Y'all can at me.
Okay.
You welcome to Uncut Unbothered, the podcast. In a world where labels mean so much, we choose to define ourselves. This podcast is about three black individual women saying what they want, doing what the fuck they want, and all that good shit.
Okay.
How y'all doing this Sunday morning?
I'm doing Sunday afternoon.
No, really.
How are you doing?
It's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit for me.
Everybody know it's your girl, Miss D. You know, you can follow me on Instagram on @SolomonDaughter2_. I mean, that's DD on Twitter. I'm giving them handles out this
Damn,
week.
Damn, my baby. I don't even know my Twitter handle, but you can always catch me, Classy Ass Ash, on IG, Head Witch Bitch. I think that's my Twitter, too. It might be an underscore in there, though. I don't know. We gonna see. Check it out.
That's why y'all need to spell y'all shit out. Followers never gonna find y'all.
I can't remember. What's going on, y'all? We back. What are we? Episode 9?
Episode 9 in this
Damn,
bitch.
Episode 9. We almost hit a 10. We got out this shit. We love
y'all,
too.
We gotta pop a bottle when we hit episode 10.
No, we for sure gotta pop a bottle in this bitch.
We gotta be lit.
We gotta be lit lit. We shit. We should see if we can get the oldies back in this bitch for episode 10, just for the fuck of it. We should see if we can get them in this bitch.
Bitch, we in Destiny's Child.
Payroll reunion, baby.
No, that'll be lit.
That should be lit. Just for the 10. Just for the 10. We gonna see what we can put together for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. How was y'all week? Good. We had a Christmas party. That was pretty much it. That was like
how
the
was the Christmas party, ladies?
Baby lit.
Lit. It was cool.
You want to see people who turn up?
Okay, get a job at what?
All I'm gonna say is I ain't pay nothing. I had a drink in my hand the whole fucking night.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Really?
Off top,
they had free refills.
Nah, baby, they was buying them.
Oh,
and it's like they came. I was standing in the karaoke room. Dog came in the karaoke room with 5 beers. Like, who wants one? I'm like, oh, you want to turn up? Okay. 10 minutes later, this boy in there like, you kicked that soju boy.
That was the funniest shit of the night.
Ooh, that's his shit. You could tell.
Mm-mm. I love Christmas parties,
dude. This is my first, like, big one. My first, like, corporate where I'm like, okay. So I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, do I come in here on my P's and Q's? Like, or do I, like, relax?
I came in that bitch like, I'm drunk. What's up?
No, really. And sis is making me take shots in the car.
I pulled up with a bottle of Hennessy.
I want to talk about that with y'all.
What?
Okay, so y'all know when y'all was younger and shit. And it used to be hype as hell to go get drunk before you do shit. Like, regular shit. Like, it could be anything. Yeah. Like, hey, I got a bottle. You trying to drink this bitch before we go to the library?
Be in the library lit. Like, oh, I'm about to check all these fucking books out. Like, why? What are you doing?
T-Streets, you just did that a couple weeks ago. Talking about some, hey, I'm about to go record this podcast. Let me drink this 38 real
okay,
quick.
Let me get this bitch lit.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
let me get this bitch
that's
lit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's still lit to do random activities drunk.
Oh,
but
everything is more fun when you're drunk.
Mm-hmm. But it's different than when you was a kid. When you
it's
was a kid,
different.
You had to sneak and do that shit. And that shit used to be hella lit. Because you wasn't even supposed to be drunk.
That was super fucking conflicting. I can't find my fucking lip gloss. It's irritating me. Mm-hmm. But I was like super irritated. Okay. When we went to the Christmas party, I was in that bitch and I like had my drink tickets. So I'm 24. So like drinking in like public places. You are.
I'm drinking
today. You. Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay, yeah, I see you. I see that. I'm feeling it. But yeah, so I didn't even realize, like, I walk in with my drink tickets. I'm still young enough that I'd be feeling awkward drinking in public. Like, I'll go out in public and drink and be like, oh, I'm drinking. Like, you're fucking, like, 30, bitch. You're grown. But that shit be fucking, I'm like, ooh, I'm drinking in public. Like, that shit be
do y'all drink with y'all parents and y'all family and shit?
My mama really don't drink, though. Like, it's rare that you're going to catch a drink in my mama's hand. But have I drunk with my mama? I've been around my mama and she was drinking and I was drinking, but we wasn't drinking the same thing.
But was y'all drinking together?
Like here,
yeah. I don't drink with my mama.
Yeah, my mama cool though. She's not a stickler.
No, my mama hella cool. Like my mama pull up with a bottle. Like what's up?
Nah, my mama ain't like that. But I can't say I do not smoke around my mama. I have never smoked around my mom. Never.
Mama. So when I was in Vegas, you know, they dispensaries is like fucking dry cleaners and shit. Like there's like no, there's nothing taboo, nothing weird about it. So you go to the dispensary in Vegas. I was in there. We walk in. They're just like, can we see your ID? They take your ID, make sure you're over 18. You walk back, and it's a room. Like, the front looked like a damn urgent care. But when you get in the back out there, the shit is like, all the shit is laid out, and they got specialists telling you, you know, this is sativa indica. This is da-da-da. And, you know, you're like, okay, oh, let me try the Louis. Oh, you got the, okay, let me try that cookie. Like, you're getting different experiences. And so you get your shit and walk out. So we were smoking or whatever. We get back to the room. I'm about to leave. My mama like, you still got some marijuana left? I'm like, yeah. She like, well, what are you going to do with it? Because you about to go on your flight, right? You can't take it back with you. I'm like, no, I can't. Do you want it? She like, yeah, let me get it. I said, like, my mom, I swear to God. Sis she took the party pack off of me. I said, okay.
Like, why my grandma do that shit to me, though?
She like, you know your papa, his back be hurting.
I'm like, no. Y'all better find something else.
I
got some Motrins.
Okay. Tylenol PM for you. Girl,
he can take a nap.
Yeah, feel fat. As soon as he wake up, he gonna be all right. Ain't no thing.
I was mad as hell. I'm like, I knew I left my shit in the room. My grandma like, ooh.
Girl, my auntie called me one day. She was like, I got some Kush.
Dang. Yes.
Y'all ain't never met my grandma. That's how she talked for real.
I believe that shit. That's funny as fuck. Because nah, I believe that shit.
Like, my auntie called me one day and was like, hey, I got some of that Kush. I'm like, what? My auntie is 70 years old. I was like, when I got that Kush. You want to come get it? So when I went over there to go get it, girl, she had it politely folded up in the aluminum foil.
So That's a hard.
I was like, where did you get this from, Auntie? Like, she said, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about Ernest down the street.
I said,
Auntie,
that you was smoking.
Don't worry about Ernest down the street who got
she
the
She talking
pack.
About Willie grandson gave that
right,
to us.
Like, really, Willie Pearl shit. Willie Pearl.
Willie was in the fuck. She like, yo, want some marijuana? I got some.
Right. I'm like, see that? She was like, just take it. I said, you was smoking. She said, I rolled a joint.
Talk about it.
She was like, it was too much. She was like, I was hitting on it for about like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I can honestly say that my auntie introduced me into marijuana at a young age.
For real?
My family.
Not by just, giving it to me, but just by smoking it around me. Me,
I hear
like,
what you're saying.
I would say
smelling
it.
Learning
with this.
Like,
so, okay.
And she used to be fried. I used to be like, Auntie, why your house smell like that?
But I can say mine is the lady that used to stay next door to us. Cause me and her son, we was real cool.
I need to hear the first time you got high, dog. I gotta hear the first time you ever got blown.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk about that.
Matter of fact, I do you one better. I want the first time you got high and the first time you took an edible.
Okay, the first time I gotta give me a minute. Okay. Cause I gotta think back.
The first time I took an edible, I was with D.
Are you serious?
On my fucking birthday.
Swear to God,
I had it. Oh, you had it.
I had it. Oh. I was so high, bro. I swear, all night I couldn't even function.
Y'all gotta realize I'm old. Okay?
Oh my God.
I'm about to.
She's seasoned.
I'm about to. Right, my bad.
Shit.
I'm seasoned. So it's like I've been smoking since I was 14.
Okay.
I'm 29. That's 15 years in the game. So it's like,
that's true.
I got to think back about
The first time I tried it, I was 14. But then I didn't smoke after that until I was like, probably, I didn't smoke until I was like 17. Next time when I met my baby daddy. He had a bad influence.
I was at Murray Wright. I think probably with my friend Darcy.
Okay.
And we just, ever
where you get it from?
She had it.
Oh, okay.
She rolled it up and smoked.
Would she smoke it? You had a paper?
No.
What you had?
I had a white owl.
Oh,
y'all,
shit.
We were smoking big blood back then. Yeah. So
you rolled it?
No, she did. Okay. The first time I rolled a blunt, I was 14, me and my cousin Charles, we was walking, we stayed in the Freedom Projects.
Damn.
Down there off of Trumbull and Forest.
Mm-hmm. Ours with my baby. My baby Ashley.
I was like, come on, let's, come on, let's get high. He was like, no, I don't smoke. And I was like, all right, well, I got some weed. I need some money to buy a blunt. So he gave me the money. And I rolled it up. It was the worst blunt ever. But I walked up Trumbull and I smoked the blunt with my cousin. Damn. That was the first time. And that was the first time he smoked.
That shit crazy. Was you high as hell?
No, because I fucked it up.
Me too. The first time I smoked, I didn't get high. I was just trying to like, am I high? But I wasn't. Like, I was just chilling. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't until my baby daddy. When I first smoked with him, I was like, oh, this is something else. This is not what I'm used to it. Or this is some shit. And I was like, I like this shit.
No, the first time I ever got high, I was with my friend, and me and him are still cool to this day. Like, he got me high for the first time. That shit was crazy. I was literally in the living room fucking spinning around like a ballerina.
I thought I was flying.
Are you serious?
I was legit on some other shit. They like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? Call her mama.
Call her mama. Not call her mama. Not call her mama.
Doing the absolute most. I do remember this time I didn't know I had an edible. It was the first time I ever had one, but I didn't know what they were. So I was at, I think I was going to Lathrop, and I was hanging out with these girls, and they was like, you want a brownie? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want a brownie. And they was like, okay, we about to go get some brownies. So they went to this dude in the school. He came out, he pulled it out of his locker and shit, had the shit ready. He like, you don't need to eat the whole thing. And the whole time, I don't know this is a fucking weed brownie. I think it's just a fucking brownie. I thought this nigga just made these at home with some like Pillsbury or some shit.
Not the Pillsbury.
He like, here, you know, you want a brownie? I eat the whole fucking bitch. They're like, but you ate the whole thing? I'm like, yeah. They're like, all right, good luck. Like, I'm like, what is y'all talking about? I have no idea. I'm in my, like, AV, what was we in? Like, the AV class. They was the movie class where they just, like, you watch movies and learn about cinema and stuff. Dog, watching Inglourious Bastards of all shit. That movie's not even funny. Bitch, I was dying in that movie. I'm fucking screaming. They're like, bitch, what is your problem? That shit was not that funny. I'm like, did you get it? Like, that shit was hilarious.
Duh, everything be funnier when you
anything
high.
Everything be funnier. I was dying.
Shit that ain't even funny be
to
funny
this
as
day,
hell. Like,
that's what? My fucking favorite movie just because I be dying at how I was dying at that shit when I watch it. They was like, something wrong with her. Go get her home, girl. So they got one of the girls. I got the brownie. She came in the room. She's like, baby, it's okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, you are laughing at crazy shit. Like, you laughing at, like, somebody, like, the remote need batteries, and you're laughing. You're doing too much. Like, you got to calm down. I'm like, why would I laugh at that? She's like, baby, you're high. Yeah. You're fucking high. I'm like, what do I do? She's like, you just gotta ride it out now, baby. You high as fuck. You just need to chill. It's
just
gonna
chill,
pass.
Yeah.
Just fucking chill, bitch.
That's how it is when I'm high. When I get too high, I just sit there and just be like, in my little zone. Like, don't say nothing to nobody. I just be chilling.
Like, let me just fall back for a second. I'm good. I'm great.
When was the first time y'all like rolled a backwood? Like, was it successful? Mm-mm. When you rolled your first wood?
Mm-mm. You know they call me Stuff to Woods.
Okay. But
perfect timing.
You know they call me nothing but Woods. Somebody asked me for a Swisher. I said I got nothing but Woods.
Nothing but Woods.
Nothing
but
Woods.
Period. She got a slogan now. She's got a catchphrase. Fuck it. Forget it.
You need an endorsement, huh?
Not really. Stuff to Woods.
You know I work for Backwoods. What's
Backwoods
up? Holla at me, Backwoods. Holla at me. I could be your Insta model. Mm.
Sponsorships on deck.
Right.
Collaborations on 2019.
No, Lowe's, first time I rolled a wood, like a month ago.
For real.
When I started calling myself Stuff to Wood T.
You was like, I gotta get behind my name.
I was like, I'm gonna master this shit. I'm gonna be the best wood roller there is.
Was that your, was you successful?
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. I got a wood in the car right now, fat as fuck. What's up?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Little fatty.
Okay, little fatty.
She's like, I'm not just gonna let this be my name. Yeah. I'm gonna live this.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna stuff this bitch this every time. You ain't never gonna see Taz with no skimpy ass. No, none of that.
Period.
It's T.
Period.
It's T, the fuck?
Damn.
Run it.
Baby, hit that bell.
Run it.
Girl. So,
I wish y'all could see the drip in the fucking room.
Right now. Right now. We got to take pictures.
See the drip in the room.
Got to take pictures.
We got so many vibes coming through. That shit's so lit. Okay. It's I don't even want to talk about it. Like,
okay. Because T don't even know. I'm really feeling this bubble vest
this
over here.
This fucking vest is like, plus the cap.
Chinchilla.
Okay. Dude, this boy with the fucking cap, bitch.
Okay. Like,
I love
what?
This shit.
What?
Like, oh my God.
I'm always feeling this shirt too, okay, though, Ash. And your makeup. I was looking at your makeup. Your makeup cute as fuck.
Right. Like, I'm feeling vibes. I'm like,
big
okay.
Vibes. All right.
You know, this drip is sponsored by,
okay, I want the fuck about it. Hey, I'm too high for this.
Yo, me too, though. Okay, let's get into some content.
Yeah, can we talk about? I want to touch bases about this Eddie Murphy situation. Like,
tell me more.
How many different baby mamas he got?
10. He on his 10th.
He on his 10th kid, but how many baby kid, mamas?
That light-skinned girl, he got a couple kids.
The right? Spice Girl?
Mm-hmm.
The one that was on the show.
That's the Spice Girl?
Mm-hmm. She was the Spice Girl?
Yeah.
The one who was just talking about all her that wasn't him, but she was just talking about her last relationship and like a bunch of domestic violence stuff.
The girl, I thought she was a model. She's real pretty. Her daughter's a model,
like,
too.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. Nicole Murphy. Is his ex-wife.
That's his ex-wife.
She's not a Spice Girl.
How many kids they got together?
I think two.
Google but that nigga got
we, yeah, I'm sorry. We ain't got no facts for y'all today. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we had to come hard.
I think they had said
some. Fuck it.
But it don't even matter. That nigga got hella kids, hella baby mamas. That's all we know.
But
how do y'all feel about that? Like, what's your cutoff when you meet a nigga if he say he got like six kids? What's your cutoff?
As long as you can take care of your kids and me. That's none of my business.
I ain't doing six kids though, D. That's
none
crazy.
Of my business.
No, six.
That's none of my business.
You're not gonna talk to no girl with six kids.
Well, I'm not gonna talk to no girl, period. But
okay. My bad, baby. You're not gonna talk to no man with six kids.
Not from six different.
No, see, it's
women.
Not from six
how,
different women.
How about six kids, four women?
No.
Six kids, three?
No.
Six kids, two?
No.
Six kids. Okay, so like one woman.
One would be fine.
So there you have it.
It's not the number of kids. It's the number of
women.
Separate people those kids have come from. Yeah.
And I agree. I'm with you on that. I really
see,
don't
I never
think.
Even thought about it like that, though.
Yeah.
Because that is because I love kids, though.
Kids, so, if you just was like, oh, I was with this woman, man, for 10 years, and then I, you know, like, that's it. Now I'm doing this. But if you like, I was with this girl for 2 years, I was with this girl for 4 years, I was with this girl for 6 months. You know what I mean?
That's different.
That thing, like, damn, my nigga, what's the problem? Why don't nobody want to keep you?
And you're overlapping.
Yeah.
Why are you overlapping?
No, really. Really, though. Like, what's wrong?
No, I'm straight. Like, I just feel like I'm not going to take on more than I can handle.
But 10 is too much.
3 is too much for me. That's where I draw the line. I don't care how many baby mamas.
That's
if you got 3 kids, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal. Plus mine. Oh, that's kids. 4?
I've got 2.
Oh, no.
I've got 2. So, 1, really.
Yeah.
1, because we got to connect this somehow, so we're going to need one more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have a kid in common. Even anybody, the person I marry, I have to have 1 kid in common with, dude. Yeah.
Now, why do
if
you feel like
one,
that?
I don't know.
No, but I
but
I
do you get
why.
It? Like, at least, because, I mean, it just, let's solidify this shit. Because you're always, I'm sorry, let me just speak frankly, you're always going to favor your children. So if I have this kid, I'm always going to want the absolute best for him, even if that means a little bit less for your kid. And you're going to feel the same way, because that's your blood. So if this
See,
is someone
I don't
spend
feel
my
like
life
that.
With, I need them to connect. And like once we like get married is what I'm saying. I can do blended families because I'm going to, the other thing is I have sons. I don't have a daughter. So if I met a man with a little girl, that is my daughter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's filling that space for me that I might not have. So I could do that kind, you know what I mean? Like, I can do that kind of blend. But eventually, I'm still going to want to share a child with you. I don't know how to explain it. I just, like.
Was y'all the favorite? Was anybody the favorite? The favorite child?
Hell no, I wasn't the favorite child.
I was the favorite. Nah. I'm going to be the first one to say it. I know I was the favorite.
Wow.
I was the only girl.
Oh, okay.
So there was a lot of shit that I got that my brothers didn't get. Mm-hmm. I was treated differently, better.
Yep.
Am I going to favorite my kids?
See, my brother was the favorite because he was the only boy.
I don't have a favorite kid. I wasn't the favorite kid. I did, but same. My brother is the only boy. So it's 2 girls. They're like, y'all figure that shit out.
No, I was
okay.
I was my granny's favorite.
I was my granny's favorite, too.
No, I think my sister was my granny's favorite.
The fact that you know.
No, I do, though.
Let you know that there was some favoritism going on.
I think my sister was my granny's favorite.
I mean,
because
you always have a favorite.
Like, I got two grandmas, though.
You always have a favorite.
One,
like,
and I don't know who the other favorite. You want me to, you want some shit to trip you
That's
out.
Not what Ashley says. She just says she don't have a favorite. But you're saying there's always
kid?
A favorite.
No.
I feel like everybody has a favorite.
A favorite kid?
Yeah.
I don't. I really sincerely don't.
That's because Caden haven't gave you his
sass,
his personality yet.
Yeah, no, not his sass, just his personality. Like, you don't know, like,
you don't know what type of kid he
they
gonna
like,
he
but still... they balance me on different. Like, Carson is four, so Carson I can literally sit and have conversations with. Mm-hmm. Caden is just like, he gives me that warm, snuggly feeling.
Yeah, right now.
So I'm like fulfilled on both ends.
Right now.
You're right. But right. I feel like this, it's always grow.
Right now. But still right now.
But I hear what you're saying. I do. Because mm-hmm. you're like, okay, you get, but when they both grow out of that, whose personality are you going to match with better?
Right.
And I'm not, you're right. I'm not there yet, so I can't say. But right now, both them niggas is cool as hell.
Because you, in your head, you're going to be like, damn, that nigga Caden always fucking some shit up.
He really about to be, though. I can feel it because he doing too much already.
Now, I'm not saying you're not going to love, you don't love your kids.
You always
not
going to
love
them,
your kids the same.
But there's
but
a
one personality you
still
just
going
to
click with one person. Yeah, one of their personalities more than you click with the other ones.
Like, you always going to see something in the store to make you think of Carson. Like, oh, let me get
but
this
still the same. Yeah. The same, though. Like, oh, let me get this for Caden. But it might be...
But it might be something that Carson don't necessarily like. But you didn't see something in the store for Carson. So you come home with one present, not two.
That shit can't happen. That, let that me tell happen. You right now. There is no time I'm bringing one gift home and I'm not bringing another. Two.
That shit used to happen in my house all the time.
My baby, I was just in Vegas. They had this giant, literally, like, huge, like a foot.
Now, I could,
gummy bear on a fucking stick. I said, I got to get this for Carson. This kid loves candy. His mind is going to explode. I have to get this. Why was I like, I can't go home with one gift. Why did I just buy a Las Vegas onesie? Because I was like, I don't know what to get you out here, but just here. Here's a onesie so you know I thought about you while I was there, too.
But your you baby not even going to remember that.
No, he's not. But I just felt guilty. It wasn't like I saw and something that made me think of him. And, it was just like, I was like, oh, I got to just do it.
Yeah, a lot of the moms I know think like that, though, too. Like, so, and I even know a lot of moms, they'd be like, oh, I can't believe I just bought myself something. Like, I can't believe I went and spent this out on myself. And,
oh, I'm like that all the time.
Yeah, you know? Like,
not even just didn't get nothing for my kid. They like, well, the money I just spent on myself, I could have did this and this and this. For You know what I'm saying? Not even just because you can't do it. It's just like, I really didn't have to buy this for myself.
You know what I mean?
It's okay to treat yourself.
Just one time. Every now and then, it is okay. Single mothers, it's okay. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. It's not even just single mothers, just mothers, period. It's okay to treat yourself.
It's okay.
It's okay. You deserve it.
That shit is so
your nails are on fleek, though.
They are.
But I was feeling guilty as shit. Okay, so the story behind the shit, he did that marble and I was nervous as fuck. I was so scared. He did it, and he just the
like
way
it.
He did it, I was just like, I don't like it. Take it off. And he was like, it's going to look better with the top coat. And I was like, then he did him. I'm 24/7. Shout out 24. Because y'all motherfuckers, wow.
I love 24/7.
We together 24. God, if y'all not hip to 24 in Detroit, 7 Mile and Telegraph, I don't. Your nails are shitty. Anyway, so next. But I was nervous as hell.
No, I ain't going to say that because there's some cold-ass nail artists out here. No,
it's a couple.
It's some cold ones out here.
You're right.
You know, because, you know, Detroit, capital of the hair and nails and clothes, you know.
That's true.
They love our drip.
We do drip.
They love our drip. Shout out to my bitch Cash Doll, because she out here representing us like a motherfucker. I'm not even, if I don't give a fuck.
She had that long ponytail for so long. Repping.
And then cut that bitch into a bob, like, bitch.
Reppin'. And that motherfucking bob ponytail?
That bitch lit.
I don't care if you don't even like Cash Doll. You got to get that bitch her respect, because that bitch be
if
out here dripping.
Else.
When she did the fucking Coogi bodysuit with the fucking heart fur foot.
She'll drip.
Bitch.
Shut up.
She'll drip.
Shut up.
That
it's
bitch
the whole
be,
vibe.
That bitch be dripping. Mm-hmm. Now, T. Grizzly.
He looks like a tornado.
Shout out to Mr. Incredible.
Shout out to T.
Mr. Incredible.
I mean, I bought to your music and shit, but you got to wear some looser clothes
Incredible.
In the future.
That's what we're going to call
I do
you. We
fuck
all
with
fuck
his
with
music.
Mr. Incredible, though.
I fuck with his new mixtape. Shout
we
out to
We don't fuck
mixtape.
With the Incredibles.
We fuck with the Incredibles.
I mean, cartoons. I like me a big barely, nigga. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's cool, but drip.
You hear me, Ashley? Woof.
You know who I like. You already know who I like. That's some whole other shit. He gonna fuck the party up with his dance moves. No. All I'm saying.
He drip too a little bit.
I mean, he, you know he be fucking dripping, bitch. Don't play.
He just really remind me. Never mind.
I want another one of these. What I had?
What did you
turkey
have?
Turkey bacon.
Bitch, I missed my steak panini today.
Panini, that's what I had. A turkey bacon panini.
Mm. Why you ain't ask? Because
I didn't want to be greedy, Taz. I really didn't. I was trying to be considerate of you. I just didn't know. I just don't like doing that.
We all get paid at the same time.
We do, bitch. But I don't be knowing.
Can we talk about the LGBTQ?
Tell me more. I'm listening.
Community and how offensive they're. How sensitive they are. Like,
are you talking about Kevin Hart?
Yeah, like,
what happened?
What the whole, they want him to apologize for some shit that he said a long time ago, talking about some, I just seen a dude put a piece of chicken in his mouth and come back out, it was clean, and he was like, that's something about that's gay. If that ain't gay or some shit like that.
Why is that so fucking funny to me?
He's a comedian. That's what the fuck he's supposed to do. You don't even know.
He sucked the meat off the bone.
Yeah, but that don't even. You though. Don't even know if that that's was a true funny. Story or not, yeah. Or just some shit.
He just, no, but that's not what I heard, D. I heard he used the word, he used a fag word. In like a quote on Twitter or something like that. But it was like 5 years ago.
Did you see Nick Cannon talk about Amy Schumer and Chelsea Handler and I can't remember
yeah,
other girl
but
name.
Fuck them hoes. Sarah Silverman.
Thank you. And I like Sarah.
I do too.
Sarah I like Silverman. Sarah too. What she do?
She's a comedian, but she's also a voice on Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, but
she's the little girl with the black hair.
I wouldn't have seen that.
But what
yesterday.
She do wrong? She said she said fuck it. Yeah.
But it's just like he apologized for it, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't even have to because at the end of the day, like I said, he's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he do. He tell jokes. He still want to make people laugh, you know? So.
But that's what comedy's about. Like, comedies are supposed to be able to go into those places that in normal, you know, atmosphere
like,
would be taboo.
Normal atmosphere, I'm just going to be him.
I just feel like this. Like, it's not offensive if it's funny.
Not even that's true. I'm not being
if it's really sincerely funny to every level, then it's not as offensive.
I mean, I just feel like there's a time and a place for shit. Like, if you're a comedian, that's that free space to just say what you fucking thinking. But don't be at my job and just be like, ha 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 ha.
Don't verbally abuse me.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, people say a lot more when they're not as famous. Like, he said this years ago before he was even
famous.
That's
what I'm saying. Because nobody cares.
He would never, ever say anything like that now because they would get him the fuck out of here.
Exactly. I love his thank you next speech. Basically, he said, I already apologized for it. Fuck you. Kiss my ass. Thank you. No, thank you. Bye.
Period.
Thank you.
Did he win the Oscar?
No, he was supposed to host.
He was supposed to host it.
Oh,
and they took his contract
because he didn't want to apologize. I don't know. I really don't care because that was fucked up. Like,
somebody did that intentionally. Is all I'm saying. Somebody was out to get him. They wanted to pull him off his, you know, like his high horse. And they were like, "Let me find some shit that they just gonna cancel."
Because shout out to what's his name? Damn, I'm old.
You season. Ding ding.
What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name? Kevin Hart. Shout out to Kevin Hart. Because he's coming out with this like own production shit for you know, like a black owned everything. Like to direct and to
we
film
talking
and
about
to do
thing about the
dog and couldn't think of his name to save my motherfucking life.
The shit that's in my pocket. The shit that's in my pocket.
Let me have some of that lip gloss.
A soothie.
Let
and
me
a
have
lip
some
gloss.
Of that pacifier.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of here. This bitch never gonna get out my purse.
Do y'all
way.
Think Mike Tyson is the bottom?
Mm-mm. Power top, totally.
Has
to be.
Okay, so I don't really understand. So can somebody explain, like, what's the difference between a top and a bottom?
It's a preference. Do you want to be the one fucking or getting fucked?
Yeah.
You always have to be the one getting fucked.
Me?
Yeah. Because you're a girl. You should have to take that out.
But I'm aggressive, though. I want to fuck.
Nah, you're a bottom, bro.
You're bottom every fucking time.
Not if I'm with another girl.
Okay, Taz, you got me there.
Let me give me that. Pussy.
All right, Taz gets to be a top when she's with another girl. I am definitely a fucking bottom when I'm with another girl. Number one, I'm a pillow princess. I don't like to be.
You said you're a bottom.
I'm a top. Mm-mm. I am a bottom. I'm a bottom with other girls. Totally. I have to. I just, I like it. It's fun.
What about you, D?
Well.
Ooh. She's a giver and a taker.
Ooh. I like to please and I like to get pleased.
Pleased.
Period.
I've been waiting for her to fuck up on her grammar.
First of all.
It's been going strong for the last couple weeks.
First of all, I did that on purpose.
Watch her growth.
I did it on purpose. I made that word up. No, for real.
Watch her growth.
I made that up.
That bitch been taking lessons from Cardi B, like,
no,
A before E and after C.
No, Young Miami. You know, shout out to my girl Carisha. You know, free JT, period.
Free JT.
And Yipsiani.
And y'all want to go to
Giuseppe. Giuseppe. We going to be in Giuseppe tonight, bitch.
Stop the words is funny as fuck today, okay? She got jokes.
I found my club.
She got motherfucking jokes. I wish we could get high in here.
I know, right?
You smoke weed, Randy?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you do any drugs?
Alcohol.
That's it.
Lots and lots of alcohol.
That's cool.
Lots and lots. Love the alcohol.
That's my favorite drug.
That's my favorite drug, too.
Weed is my favorite drug.
Weed is actually my favorite drug as well. I'll take that back.
Weed. I think I like alcohol more than I like weed.
Alcohol comes in a strong second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also lots of caffeine.
Oh caffeine. Totally.
Caffeine is good. I'm it's going to really go in third, though. Because really I only need caffeine. That at work.
I got water
so much though.
Water is my drug.
Who?
Water.
Water.
Wow. That's one thing I ain't like with that Young Miami said. She don't drink water. Like,
yeah, I heard that shit. It was.
that's one thing, baby.
Bro, how you gonna say that's one thing I don't like that Young Miami said? Bitch, there should be a lot of shit you don't like about.
You ain't gotta say everything that comes to your mind. Like, I don't drink water. Like, do you have Tourette's? Like, what's going on with you, baby? Why you keep fucking speaking out like this?
Duh.
Who go out in public and just be like, I don't drink water? Like, that's some crazy ass shit to say, baby.
Bro,
what
listen,
did you do?
Let's not act like Cardi B didn't say she got fat bitch pussy. Let's not.
Her
let's not
too. Act like that. Relax.
Let's not act like that. That's I all I'm saying.
I got fat bitch pussy. Brain?
I got fat bitch pussy too.
Okay, so why are we not gonna ignore the fact that she said that?
I'm just saying she say some retarded shit too.
Okay. I don't know what fat bitch
did
pussy
y'all hear,
feel like.
Did she?
Well, I'm a fat bitch. So.
That's all.
Fuck. Come get some. Let me tell you how I feel.
Okay.
Well, nigga. Say less. You got me but, there. I don't know.
Y'all dumb as hell.
We in this bitch today.
Okay.
Who taught y'all manners? Was it your mama or your grandma?
My whole family.
My grandma. Like a mug. Y'all don't do that. Cross your legs. Stop. Be quiet.
Oh, like, don't hit me with the cross your legs. Listen, really. It took me so long. I had to figure out how to cross my legs comfortably.
Me too.
Like, I swear.
I wanted to do like crisscross when I was a kid.
Listen, growing up, I really thought I was a little boy. So I used to just like chill. Like,
legs open.
You ain't wearing no skirts?
No, I don't like skirts and dresses because I used to have to always close my legs.
Yeah. My mama used to always make me wear
I used
skirts.
To really think I was a little boy. Like, I used to just
same.
Kick back, same. Relax, watch cartoons, eat same. My chips and shit on the side and just chill. Because I was just raised around, like, I really didn't have no girl cousins. It was just
right
guys. All my guy cousins.
So, like, in comparison, between when you was a kid and you was an adult, which was better to you? Like, would you rather be a kid where you don't got to worry about shit? Are you just living? You just out here, hey. Or would you rather be an adult?
I mean, but still,
like,
as a kid, you still had to answer. You know what I'm saying? You had
right.
to obey by rules and stuff like that. So, but not that
being
I
adult,
like just
you make
been,
your own rules. But baby girl, where the bill money at?
Yeah, but now that I've been marinating in that question. That's been
this
asked.
Bitch been marinating.
marinating in that question.
I thought about
how I was when I was a kid in my childhood and stuff like that. Like, I had a low-key, lit childhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was a lot of us, I ain't even gonna lie, it was 19 of us in one house.
Woo!
I said 18, 19 of us in one house.
Mm. That's a lot.
Because my granny was one of them grannies that was like, you mind.
Everybody. Yeah.
So if that's we got true. A place on the floor that's for you true. To sleep, you're going to sleep on the floor.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's probably why I think I'm a Mexican. That's probably why I think I'm a Mexican.
No, really. Because like, you used to have everybody can stay.
Yeah, everybody can stay. Place. That's why I be like, come
it's
on.
It's a place for everybody. Yep.
That's how I am, though. Like, mm-hmm.
But I don't know about y'all. I was one of them kids that was always like, I'm grown. I do what I want.
See, I was never that kid.
I was always that kid.
I was never that
kid. I was always the kid to talk back to my mama and want to do what I wanted to do. No. I never wanted to follow the rules. Never.
I was like that as an adolescent. Like, by the time I was like 13, 14 is when I started feeling like that. Like, I'm grown, baby.
No.
I'm out here. Yes. I'm out here.
No.
Yes. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless. Good. I got like, it. There's nothing you can
Meanwhile,
say.
Meanwhile, I'm not. But
I was never that kid that was like, I'm grown. I can do this. No. No, I'm not. I'm not grown. My mama still take care of me. No, you won't. Cause it's off the strength of the woman that my mama is, or the mom my mama is. Like, once you say you grown, okay, I'm gonna show you you grown. And okay. I seen that with my older siblings, so okay. I was like, I ain't grown.
I gotta listen.
See,
to
I didn't have that because I had all either. Brothers.
Yeah.
And so to me, like, oh, I got a job, I got money. All I need is money, and I can do whatever I want. Like, I can move out. I can do whatever I want.
I was like that with my daddy, but not with my mama. I'm sorry, the opposite. I was like that with my mama, but not with my daddy. With my mama, I was like, I got this. I'm going to keep it together. My daddy, he just made me feel like a little girl. Even to this day, my daddy made me feel like a little girl. I'd be around him, I'd be like, okay. When I was pregnant, the second time I got pregnant, I already had one kid. Same dude. Been with him forever. Walking to see my daddy like, I gotta tell you something. Like a little ass kid, I couldn't help it. I'm just like, I'm pregnant. Like, how do you feel? I just love my daddy. So, like, everything he says matters to me. Like, I just be like, how do you feel about that? I'm like, I told my daddy, I was like, I'm pregnant, but I'm still in school. And I got all A's. Like, I had to give him some balance. So, he done like, yo, baby, good. I'm still good. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just really, but I'm crazy about my dad. I'm just crazy about him. So.
Aw, that's so sweet. I am too. My daddy's the same way, bro. He told me, he's like, you fucking up. You know that, right?
One time he told me he was disappointed in me. I cried.
No, yeah, that really.
Hurt. That I cried. Hurt. It hurt because... Only because I pride myself on making him happy, being exactly. his child, his golden child. Like, I'm the one who always, you know, take care of my brothers and always get good grades and da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. And when he was disappointed in me, I was like, what? Like, what? I was just out stealing, daddy.
I just wanted some gum. Like, something petty, though. Like,
no, I was in real trouble. Doing real criminal
See,
shit.
You gonna make me take this bell from you, bro.
She hit that bitch, though.
Okay? You gonna make me take your bell privileges away. Thank you. We done had enough bells for today.
Bro, that's the highlight of the show. My followers wait for that.
No, they don't.
You fucking petty. Talk about my followers wait for it.
They call me Ring the Bell Team.
No, bitch.
I needed a bell for that. You got all the bells over there. Okay.
That's what they call me, bitch. Stop playing with me. Put some respect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we need a dashboard. I'm gonna invest in one, y'all, for real. For the podcast. I'ma have one.
You want the sound?
Oh shit.
First of all, if you're not recording with Podcast Detroit, I really don't know what you're doing.
Hold the speaker
yourself.
Up to you have it upside down.
I know, I'm trying to see which one I want.
Hold the speaker
use.
Up to the microphone.
I really round of applause, y'all.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You just can't mess with it.
Y'all know what? I'm too high for this.
Oh,
shit.
Look. When I tell a funny joke. Dumbass.
I want it. I want it.
Dumbass on the soundboard. What the fuck you thought?
I have a few.
Oh, shit. Hey, I'm just going to start cueing Randy. Like, hit that shit, Randy.
No. Scratch that.
I can't with y'all. Like, I really can't.
Did y'all go Christmas shopping?
No.
Girl, Christmas canceled. Christmas on the IOU.
Right.
Who's not getting a present this
Christmas
year?
Christmas is next what month?
Who is getting a present this year?
2 weeks.
Did you say next month, baby? It's December.
We just said Christmas is canceled. It's next month.
No,
we postponed
baby.
It.
No, for real though.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Who not getting a present?
Who I don't is? My I, kids. That's it. That's it. Nobody said, that's it.
See, I came to dance and that's it.
If anybody give me something, that's okay. You know, I'm not really tripping about it if you do, if you don't. If I get you something, it's okay. Don't really trip if I do, if I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But I can say the only thing that I really want for Christmas is a UGG.
Oh comforter. My God. If I hear Bucks
I want a wax melter machine to do waxes. And I want a eyelash extension kit.
Ooh.
So I can teach myself how to do those. Hey, I've been bullshitting on that.
Our co-host is on here, Big Marco Online.
And
that nigga is not a co-host anymore. That nigga was on like 6 episodes.
Our special guest. My bad.
Anyway, back to my Christmas list. And I want some AirPods and an iPad.
AirPods and an iPad.
I didn't ask for your Christmas list.
She gave it to you, bitch.
It wasn't even just for you. It was for my listeners.
Clearly, y'all but that was not. This is not the if time y'all for you to get that off. If y'all want
drop your PO box, D.
I was about to say that. If y'all want my
drop your PO box,
my PO box, go ahead and
hey, wrap her up, Randy.
Hit me up. Hit me up at Osama Daughter with 2 underscores. You know, and I give you my PO box.
So you can send it to me right now.
I'm taking all gifts though. I love gifts.
Ashley, who not getting a gift? Your auntie, your cousin, who not getting a gift?
Who not getting a
gift? We gotta do Secret Santa, all that bull.
That's what
but I've been in the Christmas spirit, even though I'm broke.
Right, I am. Even though I'm broke, I'm about to go to the dollar store and get some lights and decorate my desk.
You know what I mean? Really?
Just it's looking real five and below this year.
This year,
looking real five
for real. It's from the heart, though, y'all.
I mean, if I see some shit and I think of you, you can get that shit. But that's all I got for you. I'm not about to go gift shopping. Now, you might get a gift if I see some shit and be like, oh, you would like that. But
I have a bunch of rewards saved up for when I opened my checking account way back when. I haven't touched them for years. So I requested a whole bunch of gift cards, and I'm going to use those to go shopping.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Oh, give me some, Randy.
No.
I like makeup.
Yeah. I do makeup.
I love makeup.
I need a new eyeshadow palette. Like a real nice, with like a deep red.
I need
red.
A good highlight. I need a good
Didn't I just tell y'all bitches?
No.
I need some more brow pomade, and I need another Anastasia
Beverly
brow pencil.
I need this wireless record player from Target.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I need this shit so bad. Oh,
I went to Target twice this weekend and I thought about you every time I see.
Don't y'all know that Christmas is for giving, not receiving?
Says who?
I mean, I like to give and receive.
Period.
Ooh, that sounded kind of freaky.
It was supposed to.
It's not the same, baby. It's not the same.
Every time I come in this bitch, this is to take my bell.
This is stuff that wears damn Christmas bell, baby. She got her Christmas bell going. Like, he go to Kroger and the man be outside like, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Shout out to them.
Okay.
Shout out to the motherfuckers standing outside and it's cold.
Okay, period.
Period.
I'm screaming.
Damn, B. Beyonce just gave me so much, bitch. Take my edges.
What?
Take my motherfucking edges, bitch.
Oh.
Bitch.
B. Wow. A whole vibe. With the dark hair.
A whole vibe.
Plus the dark hair.
Then hit me with the black and white. Those are my favorite kind of pictures. I love black and white. Let me zoom it in for y'all.
She's so gorgeous. It makes no sense. Oh, you know, Start the Woods don't care for Beyonce.
I don't care for Beyonce.
She don't care
but
for
Beyonce. But she's gorgeous.
Like she is gorgeous.
I'll give sis props, but she's beautiful.
Thanks, B. Serving looks. She in India. Who wedding did she perform? If you had Beyonce perform at your fucking wedding,
you think she's still book Beyonce for a wedding? How much?
This is Beyonce
be
serving looks. Beyonce serving looks while in India. She performed at a private wedding over the weekend.
It's got to be the king,
bitch.
No fucking who.
If you can book Beyonce to perform
at your wedding,
sir,
you know they're paying her Indian money.
Fuck how many babies you got.
Fuck
how many babies you got. I'm marrying you. I'm catching all your babies. I'm giving you more babies if you want babies. And that's it.
What do you mean you're catching all his babies?
Following me. Oh, she's taking them up. She's producing children out of that.
Mm. That was a nice visual.
Sorry you guys couldn't see that at home.
The Christmas bell. Give me my fucking bell back, bitch.
You're going to be over here half-stepping this shit.
Bro.
Oh, wow.
So I was listening to these stories about this Christmas party, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry I didn't bring this up earlier, but I heard that there was a bathroom in the alley of where this club was at in Detroit, downtown.
Okay. Yeah.
So you mean to tell me y'all would go use a restroom in the alley?
It's like you know how you have a building down, like, you know how the bars is down there?
I understand. And the way that it was explained to me is that it's like a common entrance.
Yeah.
And you go men or women.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you would go to like a park.
So y'all don't think y'all could get kidnapped and snatched up right there?
Because it's in an alley?
I'm saying.
You're saying. And they do say don't go in dark alleys at night.
I'm saying. You go in there, you got to pee, you by yourself.
I didn't think. Shit. And you know what? I didn't think
about that when I used the bathroom.
I did go use the bathroom and I didn't think about that.
I was just chilling.
But now that you have said it, like.
I do, like, I would have got kidnapped.
I did just go piss in the alley.
In the fucking dark alley in a private entrance with nobody watching, nobody surveilling. Like, nah.
But the bathroom is lit up real bright, though. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's but not y'all like, know that Detroit is like the number one city for human trafficking.
You are right. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And I'm just imagining myself like, damn, well, what if I'm like by myself and then.
Are you talking about the belt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's downtown in Gilbert.
Yeah.
Land. You're pretty safe there.
Gilbert Land.
Oh. Regardless of how safe you are, like I said, it's still.
You call it Gilbert Land.
Gilbert Land.
Could you explain Gilbert Land?
First of all, I didn't know this man owned Greektown.
What are you talking about? Dan Gilbert recently sold it. Got it. Oh, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know he owned Greektown.
You didn't know he
most of downtown.
Yeah, he owned most of downtown. How do you own almost the whole fucking city?
Right outside of,
you
like,
might as well
downtown.
Just say, I want to buy the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yes.
And you, I'm pretty sure he would gentrify the fuck out of this.
Yeah, that's exactly.
No, they are. Yeah. They're. It's happening. Like, they
now
are.
That I think about it, he owns almost, like he said, half of downtown. Yeah. And it's being gentrified.
It is.
I mean, I'm not complaining about it, but just don't fuck with my neighborhood.
He has this mini model of the city, mm-hmm. and all the buildings he owns have an orange roof and the lights turned on.
Yep. Because he's buying the entire city, building by building.
Because we was broke.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing wrong
broke.
With it.
We was broke. The little white boy had some money. Ain't he white? I mean, Caucasian. I'm a comedian. Anyway, he had some money. The little white boy had some money, and he buying up shit, revenueing money out of it, and just keep making money buying buildings.
This bitch actually.
And he's white.
And he's white. Hey, Danny.
Take me out.
Hey, Danny.
All I'm saying is, I want to know who's
all I'm saying is
trafficking
hey,
these
hey,
people.
Hey, Danny.
Who knows?
Danny.
And where are they
Danny.
Going to get them?
Danny.
Because you know, it's hard as fuck.
Look, you hear him talking about Danny.
They may not be kids. They be stealing them kids up out of Dearborn, dog.
No,
they
but did you know it's hard as fuck kids to steal a kid out of Chuck E. Cheese?
What?
Listen.
Why do you know that?
Listen, let me tell you, because when you go to Chuck E. Cheese with your kid, they give your kid a wristband and then they give you a wristband with the same number on it.
Uh-huh.
So when you leave out that bitch, they scan your wristband. You're not coming out this bitch with nobody else's kid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like it's a hella security in that bitch. Because I thought about it like, yeah, that'd be, if I was a pedophile, that'd be the first place I'd go. Like, let me get Chuck E. Cheese real
you
quick.
You thought about that, Dad? Like, really? You was like,
I'm a paranoid parent.
Okay, that actually makes sense. I forgot you do have a kid. Okay. That's true. That's
but like,
true.
If you trying to get some kids real quick, like round up a whole bunch of kids to sex traffic.
Jeez.
Like,
quick as fuck.
Let me run in
have
here.
About 10 niggas going there at once and just walk out with a different kid. That shit's not even funny. That's scary as hell. I'm never going going back to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, because they got somebody manning the door. You're not getting out of Chuck E. Cheese without them scanning your
wristband. All you need is an inside man, Taz. All you need is, I'm a fucking real conspiracy theorist. All you need is an inside man to go in motherfucking Chuck E. Cheese and get the job.
Listen.
And let you walk out with these fucking kids.
In Chuck E. Cheese, I'm not standing by my kid the whole time.
Chuck E. Cheese,
they're running crazy.
You not.
All them kids running
around. All you need is an inside man. That's so fucking easy to get. They just need a nigga in the dough. They're like, we got this nigga over at Chuck E. Cheese in Romeo, Michigan. He is this bitch. When you walk in, just flash your little badge. He gonna be like, bet.
You call that nigga like, it's a party at 4.
We about to come through snatch 10 kids out this bitch. I've never let my baby at the house. Fuck that. You staying home, baby. Play dates only.
Uncut and unbothered.
does not steal children.
Does not support kidnapping and sex trafficking. I repeat. Uncut.
Hey, if y'all trying to steal some kids, don't go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Uncut.
Go to children's place.
Uncut and unbothered.
I shot that bitch.
Does not support kidnapping and sex trafficking.
Go to the mall in the little middle part where they got the little player.
Uncut
and unbothered. Does not support kidnapping and sex trafficking.
Problematic as hell. Problematic as hell.
Duh, I had to ask my kid that. Like, what do you say?
Y'all
if somebody
be having a group of niggas going to get jobs at Chuck E. Cheese's and fucking stealing kids. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
I fucking didn't even think about that shit.
No, for real.
It just made sense in my head.
No, for real.
This is the easiest shit ever.
Listen, I'm trying to get a serious message out to the public.
Bitch, you gotta ask. You don't get no more messages. You just told niggas how to go kidnap some motherfucking kids. Bitch, you don't say shit.
My bad, dog. I just like to be efficient. I just like to
know
how
do you ever ask your kid,
stuff the wood tea and classy ass Ash has nothing else to say to you guys for the rest of the hour.
We done.
It's the 3:56.
You ain't never asked your kid, what do you do if a strange man offers you candy?
You should already tell your kid, because your kid's, you're supposed to teach
You got
to
make sure you got to ask them, you got to run them questions, because sometimes they be like, shit, what kind? You got some Kit Kats in that motherfucker?
You got some Reese's Pieces?
Because I only like the sour kinds.
Let me know. You got the right and left Twix.
Get in here, Carson. Get your little ass in
here. You fucking serious? Because my baby don't know what to do. Don't offer him no damn candy because traps.
Carson has going to be like, you got the right or left Twix.
You got to keep a close eye.
I only like the right one.
No, for real. These kids know something.
They know something.
She like, well, my mama don't let me chew bubble gum, so if you got some juicy fruit, I might be able to
I got some
ride
juicy fruit in my car, y'all want it?
I'll ride with you to the gas station.
Listen, I'm talking about I got some juicy fruit in my car, y'all want it?
I'm screaming, dog. Creepy as hell.
You got to make sure your kids
a whole bunch of juicy fruit.
Aw, bless her.
I don't even eat juicy fruit.
Bless her. So
that's
sweet.
Candy.
It is.
It is. It does not help your breath
at all.
Fellas, don't do that.
If I see a grown man,
it just make it worse.
If I see a grown man pull out some motherfucking juicy fruit, I'm gonna walk away from whatever situation we in today. I'm out.
This ends today.
This is that we're done. Juicy fruit, my nigga. Juice, that's like the fucking zebra stripe gum they used to chew. That ain't no fucking gum.
I feel like mint gum has some type of cleaning stuff with it. Like,
do y'all eat candy corn?
The fuck?
That shit nasty.
It's December.
I do.
Not even that much.
I eat candy corn. Actually, anybody who eat coleslaw can't say nothing about me eating candy corn.
Fair is fair. I like coleslaw.
Those are completely different.
I don't know what the problem is. They always do this to me though, Randy.
But coleslaw is disgusting.
Why is it so bad?
Coleslaw is disgusting.
I'm going to keep eating it.
I love coleslaw.
Thank you.
You can't say anything about me eating candy corn.
Candy corn is disgusting.
And so is coleslaw.
That's just like black licorice.
No.
It's sick.
That's disgusting. It's like eating Brussels sprouts. Those are disgusting.
Oh, those are good.
Brussels sprouts. Oh, come on.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
You guys just became best friends. Did you guys just become best friends?
I think so. Like,
you guys just had a stepbrother moment there.
Like, that's disgusting.
Like Brussels sprouts.
That is nasty. Uh-huh.
Well, don't eat them.
I don't.
I'm lit right now, y'all.
I'm hungry.
Me too. I'm Let's get into some. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Uncut Unbothered is wrapping this shit up.
What time is it? Oh, yeah, it's 3:59. It was nice having this little talk with you ladies today. You know, it was always a pleasure coming into Podcast Detroit. Randy is my favorite engineer. And yes, I said it. We all have a favorite. And Randy is my favorite.
Drop it.
Woo.
Yeah. Randy, if you come to Podcast Detroit... No, I'm going to buy one for real.
Y'all can buy one. Y'all see 85 South? Y'all watch their little podcast?
Not yet.
Them in
I
DC.
Still got to watch it.
So they have this. I'm sorry, Randy. We're going to wrap it up. I just want to tell them about this. But they have this little board where you can do auto-tune, deep voice, and stuff like that. One of their fans bought it for them. And when I say these niggas have been going strong on that bitch, and it is so fucking funny, we need one of those.
Liddy, drop it off. P.O. Yeah. Box. We ain't got no fucking P.O. Box.
I'm going to get this one. I got the P.O. Box.
Email it to us.
No, I got a P.O. Box. You want my P.O. Box?
Uncutunbothered@gmail.com.
We out this bitch.
I got a P.O. Box in me up. Oh, Simon Dorda, two underscores me and that.
Hey, stuff the wood, T.
On Twitter.
Stuff the wood,
T. It was nice. Have a nice Sunday.
Bye.